So far, Washoe County has spent just over $3 million to clean up after historic flooding during the winter, and another $6 million in repair and capital improvement costs still remain to be covered. I broke down the situation with our contributor Bob Conrad of This Is Reno. Bob, how much has the county spent on flooding, and what has that money gone toward?
Sure. So the county spent just over $3 million to date, and most of that money has gone or come out of the general fund. It's paid for things like animal services, road work, obviously flood mitigation, you know, addressing the damage that the flood has caused, and mosquito abatement, because there's a large now body of water out in Lemon Valley that's obviously, you know, becoming kind of inundated with mosquitoes. So they've had to take care of that as well.
And what expenses still need to be covered? I mean, they haven't solved everything yet.
Right. So the county said that there's about another $6 million that needs to be covered through the end of the year. To date, they have not received any federal reimbursements on some of this. So they are anticipating that some of this will be reimbursed by both the federal government and the state government.
And going back to Lemon Valley, north of Reno, they experienced probably the most severe flooding. What are the conditions like now there?
Sure. It is important to note that obviously there was flooding in a lot of the different parts of the county, but up at Lemon Valley, the floodwaters are still there. There's really no place for that water to go other than for it to evaporate over time. So a lot of residents are still very frustrated with what's been going on up there.
And how are county commissioners responding to that frustration?
There has been a little pushback. You know, one county commissioner did say, you know, with this $3 million expenditure, obviously that means that the county has devoted a ton of resources out of their general fund and even out of a water rights sale to cover some of these expenses. So they feel that obviously they have been doing some work out there and that it should be recognized. But again, some residents are still pretty upset.
Bob Conrad of This Is Reno, thank you.
Thank you.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.